So thank you, Swami Vedananda ji, for that introduction. My pranams to Swami Parpanananda ji, who has graced this session with his presence. Swami Prasannatmananda ji and all other monastic brothers, sisters, the members of the convent and all the devotees and admirers of this session. Good morning to all of you. So, Swami Vedananda ji has already introduced both the speakers, so I don't have much to do right now, but just a few words about the relevance of this topic. You don't have to go very far, or you don't have to do very much to understand the relevance of this topic. Just open the newspaper San Francisco Chronicle every day, and you'll understand how important and how relevant this topic is, religion for world peace. Because this is an age when God himself is facing a hard time. He won't be able to recognize himself if he listens to what people talk about him. He would rather disown the name God himself, perhaps. That's the age in which we are living. So religion, in fact, is another word for peace. If religion doesn't bring peace to our minds, if religion doesn't help us to interact with our friends, our neighbors, our fellow human beings with love, compassion, harmony, and peace, then it's better for one to be an atheist than be religious. So, but in fact, religion is, as I said earlier, is another word for peace. Vedanta, which is tradition that I belong to, and in a way, in all traditions, including Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, Judaism, all these traditions, if you look at their history, you find all the great teachers who founded these traditions had that intuitive experience, and they have taught us to feel the presence of the Lord within our hearts and also feel the presence of the Lord everywhere. So when we experience the presence of God in our hearts, our every action becomes an act of worship. The whole world becomes a temple or a church for that matter. And our whole life gets spiritualized. The secular merges with the spiritual. That's the real purpose, the goal of all religious traditions. Peace within and peace in our interaction with others. As for Christianity, the message of Jesus has led humanity for the last 2,000 years along the path of peace and harmony, compassion and renunciation. As I said, that's true of all religious traditions. But this is an age when we need sessions and programs and talks and debates that remind us of the original peacetime purity and purpose of all world religious traditions. To look beyond diversities and pluralities and to feel the presence of oneness of humanity, the ability to look upon the whole humanity as one spiritual family, and to reach a stage where we cannot worship our God and hate any living being anywhere. Worship of God and compassion, peace within, non-violence, it's called ahimsa. All these values, they go together. As we worship God, as we reach nearer to God, we also become more spiritual, we become more humane, we become more broad-minded. Then it becomes physically and intellectually, it becomes impossible for us to hate anybody, to have any feeling of violence towards anybody. Peace is, in other words, another name for God and for religion. So, to begin with, I request the Reverend Dr. Gwen Gibbard to come and give her presentation to give us her perspective of this topic, Religion for World Peace, from the standpoint of the great world religious tradition, the faith system, that stands in the name of a prophet of peace, Jesus himself. Thank you, the Reverend Dr. Gwen Gibbard. Thank you.